I'm Chris Massini with Northwest Arts Review, and I'm here with Bethany Taylor, the operator of Interpunct Press, which is a local letterpress print shop. And Bethany, give us a little introduction. What is Interpunct Press and how to get started? And
sure. So I'm a custom letterpress printmaker here in Spokane, Washington. And what I do is I create custom letterpress work for anyone in the greater Spokane area. And that ranges everything from business cards to wedding invitations to show poster prints, like concert posters or event posters, to custom installation work, really anything that anybody wants made from letterpress printmaking.
What is letterpress print work for those of us who are unfamiliar?
Sure. So letterpress printmaking is a kind of relief printmaking. Most people are familiar with it as sort of a tactile print where letters are pressed into paper. Oftentimes you can feel a little bit of an impression in the paper itself. So you're using actual blocks to run through a press and print in that manner, as opposed to a digital print where you're just printing lightly on the surface of the paper and nothing is being pressed into the paper itself. This is a very antique way of printing. The presses that I used are non-motorized, so I'm hand cranking each press using my strength and an actual crank and individual letters that I assemble myself one letter at a time. And the letters themselves are made of wood and lead, so I pull them from an archive. Most of the letters are well over 100 years old, so my archive is quite large. Everything is very heavy and very dusty. Walking into my shop is like walking back in time. And then the images that I use are from, again, an antique archive. So some of them are etched in copper, and most of them are carved with my own hands. So I carve in linoleum or wood or pretty much anything that I can possibly get my hands on.
So how did you get into letterpress printmaking?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I worked for a very long time at the world-famous Hatch Show Print Show Poster Company. And so they still print all of the posters for the Ryman Auditorium, the mother church of country music, and the home of the Grand Ole Opry. And I worked there for about a half a dozen years as a show poster printer and designer. And that's where I learned to letterpress print and to work on these presses, because as you can imagine, it's not like calling a plumber. When something breaks, you can't just look in the phone book or Google it and have somebody come out and fix it. You have to figure it out yourself, and you have to fashion parts or track them down.
So you mentioned this archive of antique letters and images that you have. How did you acquire such an archive?
It's a great question. So it's not easy. It's not easy to find this kind of equipment. It's not easy to move this kind of equipment. Mm-hmm. Often you have to drive long distances, and it's very difficult to acquire. It's difficult to house. So when I first moved to the Northwest, I started looking around. I knew that I wanted to build a shop. Started asking around, and I found a man named Gail Mueller who was just outside of town, and he was too old to run his shop that he had assembled over the last 50 years called the Millstone Press. And he had assembled this shop, like most shops, it was in the basement. And he had built his house around it over the last 50 years, which is a difficulty to say the least. So I had to figure out how to get this shop out of his basement and into my new shop. So I turned our two-car garage into my 400-square-foot shop, which is now Interpunct Press, and cut out a giant door so that I could fit the presses in, and then got together all of my biggest friends and bribed them with pizza and beer and got the biggest trucks I could find and loaded all of this equipment, one drawer of the heaviest lead you could possibly imagine at a time.
Wow.
And one giant press at a time into the back of a giant truck across a muddy, grassy field and lots of very steep ramps, and then finally hired a crane company to get the last few pieces out. And it took months, and then finally got the shop all together. And after about 6 months, got it up and running. And that was in late April. So it is a fresh new shop.
Yeah. I'm talking with Bethany Taylor of Interpunk Press. And it's a local letterpress in Spokane. And you are also the recipient of an artist entrepreneurship grant. Tell us about that opportunity and how that came about.
Yes, so I am a fellow with the Clark Hewlings Fund, and it's a business accelerator program. And what it's designed to do is to help visual artists to become better business people. Though I studied visual arts for many years and even went to graduate school for printmaking, nowhere along the way did I ever take a business class. Mm-hmm. I was trained in the arts. I was trained to become better in my field. I was trained to become a better printmaker and to produce great prints. But I found myself good at what I was doing with no way to sell that work. I found myself disorganized as a business person and unable to market myself. And with that deficit, it became difficult to run a business. What the Clark Hewlings Fund is designed to do is to aid visual artists in becoming better business people, because that's something that's necessary. They've trained me over the last 2 years to become a better business person. And I find myself now better equipped to sell the art that I've become so skilled in making.
Yeah, I think that's a really fascinating idea that, you know, you can go to school for art and you can practice your art and become really proficient at it, whatever it is, whether you're a musician or a visual artist or a writer, and never really learn how to monetize that or make a career out of it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the most important components of what the Clark Hewlings Fund has taught us, is how to market ourselves across many different platforms. And that's essential to make sure that we make sense to a variety of different audiences. And that's essential to selling our work, so that many different groups of people understand us and find our work accessible.
And this is a national grant, right? It's not defined by region or any particular craft or art. It's
absolutely. So there are digital artists, woodworkers. I'm a printmaker, and I also write children's books. Mm. And that also brings a lot to the community of fellows, because we all have these different experiences, and we're able to offer to one another these different experiences. And like I said, successes and failures.
I've been talking with Bethany Taylor, the operator of Interpunk Press. She's a letterpress printmaker and artist located here in Spokane. Bethany, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.